Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
It is true that throughout its conflict with Israel, Hamas has repeatedly misused civilian infrastructure, like schools and hospitals, to store caches of weapons, house fighters, and coordinate attacks against Israel, said Dorothy Shea, deputy U.S. representative to the United Nations. Nonetheless, Israel's fight is with Hamas and not the Palestinian civilians the terrorist group falsely purports to represent.
Even as it battles Hamas, Israel has a moral imperative to prevent civilian harm. We don't want to see hospitals as scenes of violence. No one benefits, least of all the civilians who neither started this conflict nor have the means to end it, and desperately need medical attention.
It is vital for Israel to comply with international humanitarian law and to take every possible step to prevent civilian harm, said Ambassador Shea. Furthermore, inasmuch as far too many civilians in Gaza are hungry, without medication, clean drinking water, or adequate housing, we have made clear to Israel that they must do more to address these preventable humanitarian shortfalls.
We have been explicit about the specific steps we need to see Israel take, including surging the entry of food, medicine, and other essential supplies into Gaza, knowing that winter is here. There must be no forcible displacement nor policy of starvation in Gaza, which would have grave implications under both U.S. and international law. We need to see a surge in humanitarian aid delivered immediately. Only a sustained flow of assistance, food, clean water, medical supplies into Gaza will bring relief and address catastrophic levels of food insecurity.
The work before us to forge a ceasefire remains difficult. The challenge of helping a revitalized Palestinian Authority rebuild Gaza without Hamas is immense, said Ambassador Shea.
And yet, we first need to address the immediacy of the humanitarian situation, because lives are at stake. The lives of Palestinian civilians in Gaza and the lives of the hostages who have suffered mightily since Hamas initiated this horrific conflict on October 7th.
We need to give Palestinians a future to look forward to with self-determination, dignity, and security. We need Israel to feel secure within its own borders, said Ambassador Shea. The United States continues to push for a ceasefire and hostage release deal that allows for a surge in life-saving assistance to Palestinian civilians. There are simply no alternatives that lead to durable peace and regional calm.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.